You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Miller.
And this is Ken Miller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. Well, for today's show, Jane, we're very happy to have with us Mayor Owen Henry, the mayor of Old Bridge Township, and also the member-elect of the New Jersey State Senate for District 12. Mayor Henry, welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate every opportunity to talk about Old Bridge.
Yes, yes. And you've spent a lot of time in Old Bridge. Your career, you're truly a Jersey guy through and through. You were born in Hoboken since, I think the website said, since 62, your family moved to Old Bridge, and you actually are in the same house that your parents originally bought.
Yes, I was born in Hoboken. We moved to Old Bridge in the early 60s. I think it was 61. I'm getting old. I've been in that same house. And it's such a great opportunity to live in the house that you were pretty much, you know, raised in. And now I'm raising my grandson there in that house. So it has just so much character and just so much, you know, people might say it's haunted, but it's a good haunted house.
So it's four generations, if my math serves me correctly, from your parents to your grandchildren. Wow.
Grandkids the best, Mayor. Grandkids the best.
I know why we have children now, so we can have grandchildren.
That's what we're thinking about. You've, in the last, 62 years that you've been in Old Bridge, you've probably seen a lot of changes. If you can maybe touch upon
You know, in the late 60s, obviously I don't remember it, but a lot's have changed, but a lot has stayed the same in Old Bridge. It's grown, obviously, but there's still pieces of Old Bridge that remain from I remember growing up, including organizations, including buildings. I mean, my church has been there. It was just being built when we moved there, and that has been a steady, you know, it's been a rock in my life. St. Thomas Church has been there. It's still the same. My grandson goes to school there. I went to school there. My sisters went to school there. My kids went to school there. So a lot has changed, but a lot has stayed the same.
Yeah, and that's great when different generations can experience the same things. That is good. I mean, change is always good in a progressive way, but when certain generations of families can experience the same things.
Yeah, I'm blessed and fortunate to have
that. That's a blessing, really.
It is a blessing.
Something fundamental hasn't changed.
Yes. The basics are still there.
Right. Mm-hmm. It got a little bit busier as all towns have. It's due to growth, which is good economic.
Old Bridge gave me the opportunity to be the person I am today, growing up and involved in all the, you know, the youth sports and everything. And that opportunity still exists today. There are so many young people benefiting from living in Old Bridge, growing up in that town. It really does provide you the opportunity you need to become the person that you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. And it's quite a large, according to the 2020 census, the population count was over 66,000, and that was in 2020. So I don't know if it's, but that's a pretty fairly large
job. Yes.
Right now, population-wise, I think we're about 14th or 15th in the state. Mm-hmm. We're large town, square mile-wise also. We're in the low 40s, 41, 42 square miles. But what's important to realize, though, the 2010 census had us at about the same numbers. So over the past 10 years, the population has not really grown to the way I thought it was. I didn't think the numbers were going to come back higher. Mm-hmm. We're still floating around to $70,000 people.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Yeah. Right.
70,000 people reigned right in that range. So in the past 10 years, we haven't seen that large population growth.
Right. It's stabilized.
I think the average age, you know, medium age is
quite changed.
Young.
Yes, Old Bridge is getting older, like a lot of towns.
Oh, it is. Okay, because the last census we looked at, it said the average age you thought was quite on the young.
Yeah.
Well, compared to us, it was on the young side of 36 or so. So, but that maybe
that's gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
People have changed. They're not having as many children.
Yeah.
You know, a big family is two or three kids now.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, 11 kids were the average. People have changed.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
We have gotten older in Old Bridge wealthier also. The demographics and the money has changed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
More affluent people have moved to Old Bridge.
Sure. So let's talk about your personal path in your political path, how you got to become mayor, what motivated you to get into politics, and how it all started for you in the political.
I started getting involved in the community in the 90s. Mm-hmm. At the time, the mayor was Barbara Cannon. And she had asked me if I wanted to serve on any, board. So I started off with the Environmental Commission.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed that. Then I went on the Planning Board, mm-hmm. And I stayed there for quite a few years. Then I was asked to run for council.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I was not successful mm-hmm. in that first bid for elected office. And then I was asked to run for the Board of Education in 2008. And then I was successfully got on the Board of Education and served 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very productive for me. I really enjoyed it. And then, to my surprise, I was asked to run for mayor. So it was a pretty fast progression right up
sure.
to mayor. Never thinking I was going to be successful, at a run for mayor. The town was under control for a number of years with a yeah. certain political party, and I didn't think mm-hmm. I was going to be able to break through that mm-hmm. barrier.
Mm-hmm.
But I went out there with a message, and I think everybody in town realized that the town was broken at the time. Finances were in poor shape. It seems mm-hmm. like we were in the headlines a lot. There was always somebody suing the town, whether it be from external or internal. There was a lot of strife going on in town at the time. So I said, I'm a businessman. I had my own business at the time.
Right.
I said, I can manage this. I can, yeah. I could do this. And lo and behold, on election night, when they came to me and said, you yeah. won, I said, uh-oh.
Wow.
Well, now what?
Yeah.
I guess it was just a feeling I had inside why I wanted to get involved in politics. As I said, I love the community. I wanted to give back to my community. We
mm-hmm.
all reach a certain point in our life where we want to start giving back
yes.
when we've been given so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. And I started that with fundraising for organizations, nonprofit, and special needs. I'm very involved in that and raising money and helping people with special needs. Get everything they can out of life. So I was successful. And 12 years later,
yeah, congratulations, and you're still successful.
I was just asked, recently, as we know, to run for the New Jersey yeah. State Senate.
Yeah.
And again, I was successful at that. Yeah. So.
So you have a good path. As long as somebody asks you, next time somebody will ask you, will you run for governor? As long as you get asked the question, you don't do it yourself, then you say, sure, then you've had a good...
And that's what it is.
You've had 100%
come to me, I've never gone to them and said, hey, I want to be this, I want to be that. No. People have come to me and said, Owen, would you, So I guess people see something in me that maybe they don't see in others. And again,
right,
that's just a blessing.
I think you bring the success in the business mind into, your daily... work.
Absolutely.
So that's make a difference, because a lot of time people think government, a lot of people, they just government. Why that? Why is that? I always wondered, can't they have some business sense?
Well, because it's true.
Because a lot of the government officials don't have the business sense, but now people like yourself do. So you bring that aspect and you think you run the government like a business, like
right.
it should be run. So
I manage it.
Government
can't be run like a business.
Yes.
The rules are different.
Right, but you have talent.
There's no reason not to manage a local government or a state, but county government or a state government like a business. And some... Yeah. People are successful at it, and we were successful in which turning the tide from a town that couldn't make payroll when I took over to a town now that I think is set up for the next number of years because of financial decisions that we've made over the past couple of years that have really, I think, stabilized Old Bridge to a point where it's going to be very successful.
That's
for the next administration coming in, and they realize what they've been given.
I personally
see the changes. I'm living in Nass Town, right? I'm not in any shape of much activity in Old Bridge, either politically or personally. But just from real estate perspective, Mayor, I see the change because I've been in business for almost 15 years, right? Now, Old Bridge is so hot. You put on a market, there's a long line. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be, it's a little bit harder to sell compared with other towns, right? As you said, many reasons, right? But now the real estate is booming there.
Absolutely.
It's really, really, the multiple bid is even some instances even stronger than the neighboring town. So that's really great to see.
And that was one of my goals.
Yes.
To make sure that the people who invest in Old Bridge, residents who come to Old Bridge and make their largest investment in their life and buy a home, maintain that value.
Yes.
And we do, and how do you do that as a real estate agent? First of all, you need a safe community.
Yes.
Old Bridge is a very safe community. Second, you need a very good school system. We have a very good school system. Third, you need a very good infrastructure that, you know, we have good roads. We have parks and recreation. And I'm a big believer as a businessman that you save money and you invest money. I think a lot of government organizations like to borrow money and spend money.
Yes.
You know, just look at our federal government. You know, they print money. But we don't have that opportunity at the local level to make money.
Thank God you can't print.
Thank God. Otherwise,
each minute has that would be. I think, Mayor, you didn't maintain the value of your town real estate. You actually break the record. Dramatically increase the value for homeowners.
I can't believe the numbers that people are getting.
Yes.
Yeah, the numbers in Central Jersey and Old Bridge in particular went up so much.
20-30% over asking price.
And they're still,
even
with the interest rates, right. That's exactly correct.
In Old Bridge, sometimes you get very, I mean, like you said, 20-30% over bidding that.
Yeah.
So it's really crazy, which is nice.
It's nice.
Good for the residents.
Especially if people have reached that time in their life now where they want to cash out, as we say, and downsize.
Right.
And people looking for a home to raise children.
Yeah. I think
the word is attractive. We've become very attractive. And I know maybe when we say taxes, we are one of the lower tax towns in Middlesex County.
Yes.
So, and I know it might be an oxymoron, we still pay a lot of taxes in Old Bridge. But when you look at the surrounding towns that offer less... We are better value. Is that the right word?
Yes,
exactly.
We offer more value.
Yes. And we're going to talk about a lot of the services offered to the residents. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prime commercial property situated directly off Route 18 in East Brunswick is available for sale or lease. This exceptional two-story building features a fully updated interior with a bright and airy ambiance, creating an inviting atmosphere for businesses with an opportunity to present your business to more than 50,000 passing vehicles per day. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448.
Attention all investors! A two-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots, located on Route 33 in Neptune, just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We're joined today with Mayor Owen Henry of Old Bridge Township. So, Mayor, I was reading the website, and the council, your council consists of 9 members. 6 are elected to represent the wards, and then 3 are openly elected. So that's a little bit different structure, because as I understand it, the 6 that are elected by the wards, only people that live in that particular ward can elect that, are eligible to vote. So that's called, I think, the Faulkner system.
Yeah, we're under the Faulkner Act. Old Bridge used to be what was called the committee form of government. I believe it was changed sometime in the 80s where a mayor was elected. Prior to that, the mayor was appointed by the council. People didn't actually vote for their mayor.
Oh.
So what happened then under the Faulkner Act, people actually vote for the mayor. With the mayor comes three at-large council members that represent the entire town. And then we have our six wards, which I think is a great system because that means equal representation. Everyone in town is now represented. I talked to some people in towns where they still have the committee form where the council is elected, but yet, you know, not from a certain part of town. This guarantees that every part of town is going to have representation. And with the three at large, that gives a nice balance. I think it's a, it's the way a town the size of Old Bridge should be. The mayor should be elected by the entire town, not by nine people or six people, or in some instances, only five people. But they serve at a very short term for 1 year, maybe two at the most. A four-year term for the mayor in Old Bridge, I think it works. And with the right people in the right positions, it's successful.
Like you said, it's such a big town that each ward, this way, each ward has its own representation.
One
and,
man,
and there's
one
different
vote.
Needs, it's maybe in different different wards of the town have different needs. And, so they want to make sure they're concerned.
And that's what those ward council people are there for, to reach out. And as I said, Old Bridge is big. When we say it's a ward, it's still a, it's a big amount of people. If they, it's over 10,000 people. I think, you know, each ward has about 12,000 people in it. So you're still representing sometimes bigger than a town.
Bigger than some towns.
Bigger than some towns. You're representing a large amount of people, and it's your job as that council person of that ward to get out there and see what the needs are. And as a mayor, I've been very balanced. I make sure every ward gets an equal, you know, a, amount of attention. Some people might say, oh, we're the forgotten ward. That's just not true. You know, we spread the wealth over every ward. And every ward is different in Old Bridge, where we have a water, you know, we have the Raritan Bay. And then we have the inland ward that, you know, it's not near water. So every need is different throughout the entire town. And I think we have great representation, our ward council people. They get in there and then they bring that to the at-large, and they then they bring it to me. So it's the way it should be. There's checks and balances.
Checks and balances. And each of the ward council persons are fighting for their ward, getting whatever
their
constituents, getting whatever, asking for funding.
So we have to balance
the needs.
And you prioritize. You know, when we do some of these big projects, you know, there are years where we're spending millions of dollars in a ward because it needed a flood control project or it needed a drainage project. But then we balance it out over the years, and I've been a big big investor as the mayor, you know, millions and millions and millions and millions. We're up to about $80 million over the last 12 years invested back into the town with roads.
So that's truly amazing. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you you said when you took over as mayor, the town was in was underwater in terms of the fiscal
year. It was on the bottom of the ocean.
And then when you just mentioned that you've been able to reinvest $80 million, so that, so basically in 12 years, you not only turned it around, but you really the upward financial strength of the town.
I've been complimented that, you know, if other towns and, you know, and outside, these are outside independent, when an auditor comes to town, he always says, I can count on one finger the amount of towns that I represent that are in the strong financial position that Old Bridge is in. And that's based on the size of Old Bridge. You know, some of the smaller towns, very affluent towns up North Jersey, very wealthy. But for a town of our demographics and people, we're in very good financial position, very strong. And I think our bond rating has gone up to just below AAA. But there are, we would be AAA if it wasn't for a certain, you know, criteria that we can't meet. We just can't meet it in our town. So, but we get AAA rates, and with the interest rate going, that's a big impact. Because as we invest in town, you know, we have to borrow that money. And
And pay back with the interest.
But we're doing, we're very successful at that. Very, very successful. And I have to give a lot of credit to my financial team over the past 12 years. They've been just great.
Fantastic. I have a question, Mayor.
I hope I have an answer.
That's right. The other three votes, do they, when they're running, do they run for that, not the ward by large, right?
I guess her question is, for the three that are open to the entire township for vote, does when you decide to run for council, do you, is it up to the individual person running to decide if I want to run for the ward I live in, which I assume is a requirement, you have to live in the ward, or can you decide if I want to run for council in Old Bridge and I'm a resident, I decide, no, I want to run for the open election? How is that?
There's been both occurrences. Most, I'm going to say maybe 60 to 70% of the people have ran in their ward first and then have moved up. In this particular election, Eric DePalma was the councilman in Ward 2. Being my seat was going to be the mayor, so it was, I was not running for re-election. One of the at-large candidates ran for mayor, and one of the ward councilmen moved up to that at-large seat and ran for election as an at-large. So that's the typical cycle, ward, at-large, and then if you're given the opportunity to run for mayor. But there have been some people that have gone right for at-large. They have not run at a ward. And there are Dr. Anita Greenberg. She ran for at-large 8 years ago and was successful.
Right.
Just so like, I didn't do nothing. I went right to mayor.
Right.
I didn't run.
Right. But your typical cycle, you at least were involved in politics. Usually that is a typical cycle. You're involved either as a council or a board member, and then you go on to that. That was very similar.
Yeah, I think people give a lot of credibility to somebody who's been in it for a while, as opposed to somebody just saying, I want to be the mayor.
Correct.
You know, don't have any experience. We've had that over a couple of years. We've had people, you know, run for council who have no experience. And it's kind of like, it's a little frustrating, I guess. You know, you really need to get involved. You really need to know, because it's a tough job.
Yes.
Council to at large and then to the mayor, it's a lot of work.
Oh, sure.
You know, people might think that you come once a month at a meeting. No, I'm in the office every day as the mayor. Yes. You know,
after hours and everything.
You've got almost 70-some thousand people, and there's things going on. There's safety, there's construction concerns. You're managing a whole town. There's always something going on. There's special events. There's security issues. You have to,
you know, and it's not for the money. Trust me. You know, council is barely compensated. Yeah. The mayor is barely compensated.
Right.
Just it really should change, but I don't know if town is ready for that yet. Some of the bigger towns have gone to the full-time mayor. Old Bridge is still considered part-time, but I've been there for the last 12 years full-time.
Yeah.
That was one of my running points. I said, I'm going to be dedicated. I don't care what the salary is.
Wow.
I was lucky enough to be in a position in my life where I didn't have to depend on that.
I think the mayor position is really, you do it for the passion.
Absolutely.
Make the town better. That's where you live, you raise your family. That's your life kind of thing, right?
And that's exactly what I did. I wanted to make it better for as many people as I could.
Yes.
I mean, there are obviously some people are never going to be happy. Mm-hmm. I tell them, you're not going to be happy in heaven, so you're not going to be happy in Old Bridge. Some people just like to complain about everything. You know, I don't like this, I don't like that. What are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
But the majority of the people, I think, are better off now than they were 12 years ago when I took over, because we've been able to do more.
Absolutely.
And when the town is in good shape, just like yourself, if you're in good financial position, you can help more people than if you're in trouble.
And that's so commendable that you're passionate about giving to special needs and different charitable organizations. Not only do you organize the fundraising, but you personally have donated, which is very very commendable.
If I had all the money I've donated over the years, maybe I'd be
really that's something noteworthy too. Yeah, besides, you personally out of your own pocket have done it.
Yes,
so that's
I continue to do that. I continue to support the organizations that I think really deserve the resources to help people who can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Truly can't help themselves. The families that are raising special needs children are just I love them. I can't say enough about them. We have a great program in town, our Camp Robin program, which is municipally run. I don't believe there's only a handful of other programs like that around the entire state that are municipally run. This is a and people come here from all over the state to participate in that program. And it just it's amazing what they do.
Wow. And we touched a little bit on the school system, how it's top rated. Let's talk about the marching band, which is really something to give a big applause to.
I've always been involved with the schools as mayor.
We're jealous.
I go there.
Our daughter's in marching band, and they have a good band, but not to the level of,
Old Bridge. Old Bridge is in Hawaii as we speak, representing New Jersey and Old Bridge at the Pearl Harbor anniversary. So they're playing, and they are just so excited. And everybody is excited.
What a great honor.
Yes.
Yes, that's fantastic.
And I think they competed at the world level this year.
Wow.
And they came in rather high.
Wow.
And they were
fantastic.
Just... And we're so proud.
So that's a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication to the whole music department, which is top notch.
Well, we understand because our daughter has been in the marching band. This is the third year. So she's a junior. And we know how much hard work.
How much hard work goes into each performance, from the summer practices to the school, after school, like three times a week.
And people don't realize how much time that these kids and the parents and the teachers spend. It's year round. Whereas football has a football season. Basketball has a basketball season.
Right,
but the band, they practice year round. And, I see them on the field almost every day.
Wow.
That's amazing.
A big shout to the outstanding students and the teachers. Fantastic.
And, and you can really go to college on the band scholarships.
Wow.
You know, some of these colleges take it very seriously with the band. So you can put yourself through school.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Mayor, for being our special guest today.
Thank you for having me.
We're just about out of time. We'll see everyone next week. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.